You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell me what you think of this new Pearl Jam, Jerry.
Slow.
Yeah, I like it, though. It's got a nice vibe.
I'd say it's bad, but this is an even flow. That's for sure.
Even
or alive.
That's good.
I like the Chris Young. So far, the Chris Young song is the winner of the morning.
Oh, really?
I thought that was outstanding.
All right.
Like, that will go to my playlist today. So, you, Chris Young, you're welcome for the extra half a penny you're going to get from my download.
And David Bowie, you're also welcome.
Yes, that's
Jerry's
right.
Going to give you the other part of the penny.
The David Bowie estate.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of vibing out to this on the ride in this morning. I was liking it, yeah.
Where do you get... I still listen to our 92.3 HD2,
yeah,
which is where I will hear new music. Is yours from
it's a great
different
question.
Odyssey stations? Is it Spotify? No, TV?
It sucks. I don't have anything now. You know what I have? Sometimes Spike sends me stuff. It's like,
okay.
Hey, check this out.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Or sometimes I'll go on Spotify, like the rock playlist or the hot country playlist. But I feel a lack of new stuff. And I'm feeling that, Jerry, and I don't like it one bit. Like, I'll know when Pearl Jam puts out a new thing or Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But what's something new that might be catchy and fun that I've never heard of them?
Yeah. It's hard to break through then.
Hard to break through.
Mm-hmm.
I actually texted Gio over the weekend. I said, am I missing? Are there any new country songs that are catchy and fun?
Because now's the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wrote back. He goes, he did give me one by an artist named Shaboozy. It's kind of like a country with an R&B type of feel.
Okay.
And I did like it. I did add it to my playlist.
Shaboozy.
And the song is called A Bar Song, Tipsy.
Wait, time out. A country music song about a bar and liquor? You're
yeah,
kidding.
That's what I'm saying. Unbelievable. Yeah, so I don't know. I need to find some. Like, there's an Odyssey station in Chicago, WXRT, which for a long time, and I don't know if it still is, I'll have to look into this. It was sort of an eclectic rock station where they would play some like alternative rock, classic rock. That was a really nice mixture.
Yeah.
I got to look to see if that still exists.
Isn't that what Chernoff tried to do with 102.7 back in the day?
I don't know what he was doing over there, Jerry. There was a weird time of music where like when alternative music was first coming out.
Right.
Before the Nirvana version of, and all that stuff. Before the 90s version, where they tried adding some of those tracks in. I don't know if it worked.
Yeah. Well, it didn't, because they went back to classic rock,
correct,
I think, and then
yeah.
they went to talk.
Good point, right.
So,
they were like, enough of this. Let's do some talk.
Well, I still recommend the 92.3 HD2.
Okay.
Because they do give you a good mix of new music still.
Maybe I'll check that out, Jerry.
Yep.
I forget about HD channels.
Yeah, I don't, because I actually have them pre-programmed in my car. That's how I remember them. So I've got Wins, obviously, is on 92.3 now. But I have 92.3 HD2 programmed in my car. So that actually comes up as just a regular station now for me, which is why I listen to it often.
I'm going to do that, Jerry.
Yeah. Look at that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what else do I have for you, Jerry? I have, do you have interest in this? May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
which is, I think, a Sunday.
It is, because our live show is Friday the 3rd,
yeah.
Correct.
So this is a Sunday at 8 p.m. It's live, though, on Netflix. The live roast of Tom Brady.
No. Might I watch it on Monday? Maybe. I don't know. Depends on what kind of buzz there is about it.
Yeah. It's hosted by Kevin Hart.
Okay.
And then it's just a bunch of comedians making fun of Tom Brady.
Is Nikki Glaser?
You know, I did not see a list. I was not able to see a list other than Jeffrey Ross, who is the roast master, as they say. He'll be there. But yeah,
Does he do anything else?
No, he's a roast
master.
That's his
job.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's who I need to see on that panel. We need Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
We need
anybody else?
Dave Attell, I like. Oh, I know he's a roast guy. All the good roast guys died. Greg Giraldo was good.
Where's Don Rickles?
Don Rickles would be terrific.
He's passed away.
Maybe.
Do you ever watch the old ones?
The old roast? No.
They're actually fun.
The ones with like Don Rickles and
yeah,
things?
Yeah, yeah. There's the one with what's his name? Ralph Cramden. What the hell's his name? Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool to see them. Like, you see Lucille Ball sitting there with her bright red hair. Jackie Gleason's there smoking this gigantic cigarette. Don Rickles is mocking them. And it's raunchy, but nowhere near what these have become. I mean, some of these are just, I mean, you don't even want to repeat them. They're so bad.
Yeah, and not only does the person, like Tom Brady, will get roasted, whoever's sitting there will also get ripped to shreds.
Oh, absolutely. You think you're just an innocent bystander. No, you're not.
I would do my whole roast act on his fake hair that he has that we're all ignoring.
Brady?
And pretending that it's his actual hair.
No, give them time. I'm sure they will.
They better.
I'm sure they will. That is funny. I'm trying to, who's the, I tell you, my brain is not working this morning. The guy from the shooting and the, I can't, it's unbelievable. On set, he's in New York. Help me out here.
Alec Baldwin?
Yes. The roast of him was rough. That was.
Yeah, they were doing them on Comedy Central for a while.
That one I've watched.
Yeah.
I don't know how you sit there. I know it's for fun, and most, they always say it's for charity, so I guess you got to take it. But there were some I would think, has anybody ever gotten up and punched someone in the face?
No, I guess they know, you know, that's part of the process.
I know, but holy crap. Some of them go way over the line.
Imagine that feeling, right? Well, like, let's say we're doing the roast of Boomer Esiason, and I'm up here doing my thing. And I'm like, Jerry Recco is here. You got to be like, oh, no, I'm about to get clobbered.
You think you're just mocking Boomer? Oh, no, you're part of it.
I attack Boomer, and then I go, oh, Jerry Recco's here. Jerry, good to see you. Then,
well, we were at a roast, right?
We were, years ago, at the Waldorf.
Or
I thought it was the Waldorf, wasn't it?
It was not the Friars Club. It may have been the Friars Roast of Boomer Esiason, but
yes,
it was not.
I think the Waldorf, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't remember laughing at that.
No, you were getting very agitated because you kept looking at your watch.
Because, that sounds about right.
Yes, because if I remember correctly, that was supposed to be like a two-hour luncheon, and it went like 4 hours. It was very lengthy.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes.
I do remember Gilbert Godfrey came out dressed like Joe Montana. Well, do you remember that?
That was hilarious. Yeah.
Gilbert's not for everyone.
I do remember.
But even he's dead.
I know. And one of my favorite movies, but one of his favorite little cameo appearances was in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
When, Axel Foley goes in with the fake parking tickets. He hangs up the phone and his wife picks it back up and yells at her. It's very funny.
Yes.
Very funny. So, oh, well.
Yes. So you're not going to, I will watch that, not live. Clearly,
I will. No, not live. There's no chance I'll watch it live. Will I watch it again? It will depend on the buzz.
Buzz,
and
no
there's
buzz.
No doubt we'll have clips of it.
Yeah, they put out yesterday. I was excited because Netflix put out a trailer for it, and I didn't know it was live, so I thought I was going to see some clips, but it was really just Tom Brady walking. No holes barred. No Brady rule.
All right, over under, which we can do again Friday because it's Sunday, or it's
Sunday
the 5th?
Next Sunday.
Over under on how many Brazilian jiu-jitsu trainer jokes there are.
Oh, they're better. They better be coming fast and furious.
You are not. And how about Bridget Moynihan, how many jokes about her, not her, but about his relationship with her?
I think people even forgot about that one.
Do you?
Yeah. I think they'll go with that he won't eat tomatoes, you know, things like that.
Oh, that'll be hilarious.
The jiu-jitsu thing is
good.
And I hope the fake hair.
So the fake hair, the trainer. Oh, deflating balls. Mm. They'll have testicle jokes left and right.
Ball
you know
deflating.
That.
Yeah, you're right.
You know that. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, guess who's standing by? Boomer and Geo. They are waiting. Right now, standing by with an Odyssey Sports. Her name is Amy Lawrence.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, we got 1 minute to go, and then Boomer and Geo literally standing by, ready to rock at 6 o'clock. What else?
I saw Andy Reid, Jerry. He got a deal for 2029.
Yeah,
man, that's like years from now.
Yeah, it's really not that far away.
What's this year right now?
It's when you retire.
5 more years?
5 more years.
That's pretty good for a guy everyone thinks is going to retire and tack on 5 more years.
He wants to hang out with Patrick Mahomes.
I would keep winning Super Bowls with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but why not go 1 year at a time? They're not going to get rid of you. Yeah, well, you can up the cash. Then if you want to bail, you
more
bail.
More guaranteed money for him, whatever. If he wants
he
to quit,
sleep
he quits.
At night. You know, he's got the extra, you know, $125 million coming.
God bless him.
Yeah, because right now he's like, what?
How am I paying the electric bill next month?
Yeah, he's rubbing two nickels together.
He only eats at Chili's.
Is that right?
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, right. Yes, he loves his Chili's. And then
Chili's.
They go, Matt Ryan retired. I'm sorry, he was a broadcaster last year.
He was announcing games.
What?
Technicality, Al.
Nonsense. He retired
already.
He had
to get his $12 million, you know, final paycheck.
WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York on Odyssey Sports Station.